www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
If there's any children, inshallah, if any parents have brought children, inshallah, we request you, inshallah, to keep these kids with you, inshallah, so that we don't see any kids running around. I see some children in the back. They must be back. There should be no one running around in the back. If many parents have brought children, we request you, please, take care of your children, inshallah. Take these children around, man, to us, the trust from Allah. And we must take care of them. We must not receive them in the rest of the time. So we have some spaces in the middle, inshallah. Request that we were to fill in these gaps, inshallah. Let's come forward, inshallah. There's a lot of space. There's more money will be coming. So we want to move. We don't want to stop the gap. And ask you to move forward, inshallah. So you can see a lot of space over here. Please come forward, inshallah.
Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to Allah. For you to come into existence, it is dependent on Allah. for it to progress to the various stages of its development, it is dependent on Allah. For its development to be completed, for it to be culminated, it is dependent on Allah. For it to exhibit whatever properties it may exhibit, either of benefit or harm, it is dependent on Allah. And for its existence to terminate, it is dependent on Allah. Nothing comes into existence of its own accord, nothing remains of its own accord, the existence of no entity is terminated of its own accord. Whatever exists is makhluq. It is a created entity. It is Allah's creation. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything. What is the shay? Kulli shay. Mufassirin explain, Masiv Allah. Everything besides Allah is makhluq. Everything besides Allah is a created entity. Whatever shape or form it may take. Whether it's a grain of sand, or whether it is the desert, whether it is a pebble, or whether it is the mountain, whether it is a droplet of water, or whether it is the oceans, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it is a raging tornado, makhluq, created entity, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضرا ولا نفعا ولا يملكون موتا ولا حياة ولا نشورا. Quran unequivocally states, that which is makhluq, created, it cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. One Allah alone is doing. One Allah alone is controlling. Allah's greatness, this is something that puny human intellect can never do justice to, even contemplating or even imagining. That personality, Wahab bin Munabbah rahimahullah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِ جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَمْبِ عَقْلِهِ إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, had to be pooled together and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That aql, that intelligence, and himself, what does he say? Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. He says, oh Allah, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot contemplate your greatness. What is this brain? Minimal intellect Allah has given this human being. On the one hand, this brain is a living embodiment of the qudrat and the power of Allah. 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. Sometimes, Eid al-Adha, when you make qurbani, to look at the sheep brain. Sheep brain, human brain is very similar in composition. Piece of flesh. How is it in a piece of flesh Allah creates emotions, compassion, love, kindness, desire, memory, ambition, an ocean of emotions in a piece of flesh? Where did it come from? Where is all this happening? Is it a controlled circumstance? Is it a controlled environment? Allah says, "Fi butun ummahatikum," in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting good? Is the lighting good? Is it a comfortable environment? Fi dhulumatin thalat, in three layers of darkness. What is the inception of this insan? Quran calls out, "Hal ata al insan hinum min al dahr lam yakun shay'an madhkura." Allah says, "O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? Lam yakun shay'an madhkura. No one spoke about you. You were a non-entity, you didn't exist. Inna khalaqna al-insan," he created you. From what? Somewhere Allah says, "Min nutfatin amshad," from a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, "Min ma'in dafiq," from a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, "Min ma'in mahin," from a drop of worthless fluid. In fact, if one has to make a cursory study of Quran, the extent to which the takhliq and the creation of this insan, the amount of information given, the amount of attention and detail given towards this one topic, it is doubtful if the creation of any other entity in the Quran is mentioned to such detail as Allah has mentioned the creation of insan. Why? لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah says, we have created this human being in the best of forms. الَّذِي خَلَقَ فَسَوَّى وَالَّذِي قَدَّرَ فَهَدَى أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيٍّ يُمْنَى ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُم مِّن مَّاءٍ مَّهِينٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَّكِينٍ إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَّعْلُومٍ فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. What at one time was a drop of sperm. So tiny, not visible to the human eye. If you want an idea of what the size of one cell is, they say if you take a centimeter, divide it into 100 million parts, this will give you an idea of what the size of one cell is. So tiny, that seminal fluid is not one drop. There are 200 to 300 million sperm cells contained in the seminal fluid. They begin a journey. On the one side is the seminal fluid, on the other side is the egg in the fallopian tube. The sperm cells begin a journey, only about 1,000 will reach the destination. Most of them will die on the way. On the other side, on that egg, there are 60,000 different codes. Only one of these sperm cells has the matching 60,000 different codes. When the 1,000 or so reach the destination, matching process starts. If it doesn't match, rejected, 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 rejected. Where is this happening? Is the lighting good? Three layers of darkness. لَمْ أَزَلْ أُدَبِّرْ فِيكَ تَدْبِيرًا. Allah says, my tadbir is continuing. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Musawwir. Allah is Badi'. Allah is the creator. What is the raw material which Allah uses? Nothingness. From nothingness Allah brings into existence. Allah gives shape. Allah gives form. Three layers of darkness, this matching is taking place. Rejected, rejected, rejected. If you said if you had a team of genetic scientists and zoology experts, you will have to give them 3 to 4 years in the best laboratory for them to carry out the same function and task that happens in the womb of the mother in the space of 2.5 to 3 hours. Finally, when that one matching sperm is found, which matches the codes of the egg, then too there is an infinitesimal pause. If the command comes, مُخَلَّقَ, تَخْلِيق must take place, then germination will occur. Even if the match is found, مَا مِنْ نَسْمَةٍ كَائِنَةٍ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ إِلَّا وَهُوَ كَائِنَةٍ. Even if the match is found, but the command comes, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, that one also is rejected. And what is the first thing? Once this germination occurs, what is the first thing that is created? The heart of the human being. The heart. Why? Because one occasion, the Bani Israel, sometimes they would say strange things. They told Musa alayhi salam, they told Musa, tell us, where is Allah's house? You want to clean Allah's house, sweep Allah's house, wash Allah's house. Musa alayhi salam got upset. He was Jalali Mizaj, Jalali temperament. What's wrong with you people? Why are you saying things like that? Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, tell them if they want to find me, they will find me in that heart which is devoted. If you want to find Allah, you will find Allah in the heart. In fact, this heart has to become the arsh of Allah. The qibla, rukh and direction of this heart has to become Allah. The focus of his heart is to become Allah. This was the effort of every Nabi of Allah. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, no matter what they face, no matter what they face, Noah alayhi salam on the one side, the whole world on the other side. Musa alayhi salam on the one side, the might of Fir'aun on the other side. Different Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, whether it was Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Samud, such nations, physically what was their strength with regards to the nation of Aad? Allah says, Man ashaddu minna quwwa. They would claim, Man ashaddu minna quwwa. Who is more powerful than us? Such a mighty nation, they would carve their homes in rock out of their bare hands. 60, 70 feet tall, one person. It's mentioned in the riwayat that the child would become baligh at the age of 300. Sickness unheard of. Weakness unheard of. Such nations. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam was sent. The one side the Nabi, the other side the might of that nation. Whether scientific advancement, whether technological advancement, whether material wealth, whether numbers, whatever it may be. What did Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam come with? Did Allah send them with some army? Did Allah send them with some technology? Did Allah send them with some science, some weaponry that was not prevalent at that time? Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam primarily came with one thing and one thing only. That was that effort to turn the hearts of insan to Allah. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. That which Quran again and again sounds out was the primary basic message of every Nabi of Allah. This da'wah and invitation to La ilaha illallah. That break down the idols, break down the dependence, break down the reliance, break down the trust of every entity besides Allah. That La ilaha, nothing is doing, no army is doing, no government is doing, no science is doing, no technology is doing, no industry is doing, no superpower is doing. From wherever, whoever, whatever shape, whatever form it may appear, primarily La ilaha illallah. Take the sword of La and strike it. Take the sword of La and strike at it. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, a youngster, small boy. He says, Kuntu ridfan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sitting behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the camel. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to me. One side, this incident occurs in Medina Munawwara. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his age is not mentioned in the riwayat. This much we know, he was over 50 years old. On the other hand, Ibn Abbas, a young boy, yet Allah Rasul turns to him, Ya Ghulam, wa fi riwaya Ya Ghulayn, O youngster, Inni wa'allimuka kalimat. I want to teach you a few things. This hadith most of us would have heard. Basic tenets of Tawheed, volumes can be written on the message that was given to a small child by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the underlying sabab? What is the underlying lesson? Where does the effort of Iman start? Where does the muzakarah of Iman start? Today when we say, when our elders are crying, begging us, they say, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your homes. They say, father, mother and children, get together on a daily basis. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring this alive in your homes. Speak about Allah, speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speak about Jannah, speak about Jahannam, speak about Qabr, speak about Akhirat. When this call is made that this is a necessary constituent and demand of Iman, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi, what is the response? He says the children are too small. It's not the time for that. Sometimes you'll even hear youngsters saying, why are you talking depressing topics, talk interesting topics? They're too young. They're not too young for cartoons. They're not too young for techno gadgets. They're not too young for comic strips. They're not too young, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, for father, mother and little children to sit together and look at that shaitan box, openly zina taking place. For all that, they're not too young. But for the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're too young. The talks of Qabr and Akhirat, they are too young. What are the seeds that we are planting?
Bahlul Rahmatullah Ali, one day he goes into the marketplace, he sees a youngster. Little children are playing. On one side, one young boy is sitting and crying. So he goes up to the youngster. And he says to that youngster, "Why are you crying? Perhaps you don't have toys. Let me buy you some toys. You also can play with other children." So the youngster says to Bahlul, "That Bahlul, I'm not crying because I don't have toys." So he says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "The fear of Jahannam is making me cry. The fear of Jahannam is making me cry." Bahlul momentarily doubts the veracity of the statement of this youngster, so he decides to test him. He says, "You are a small boy, like how we say. Small boy, what's the need now? Plenty time for that. You are a small boy, this is not your time to worry about Jahannam. You are a youngster. What is the response?" The youngster says, "Bahlul, don't make a fool of me. I've observed that when my mother prepares the firewood to cook food, she throws the small twigs in first, then the big branches. I fear Allah will churn Jahannam with us youngsters first, then the elders will be there." Where does this type of consciousness and awareness of Jahannam and Akhirat come in a small child? Where, my respected brother? When the environment in the home is correct. When the environment in the home is correct. Recently one Jamaat, Masturat Jamaat, returned from Germany. He said, "We went to one home, Rebirth home, when the child would misbehave, the young German mother who had accepted Islam recently would scold the child that if you don't behave, when you grow up, I'm going to make you a doctor. I'm going to make you a lawyer or an engineer. I won't let you become an alim or hafiz." To make the child behave, this was the warning that the mother is giving, not 14 centuries ago, recently. When the correct seeds are planted, when the correct environment is there. I remember once, one person came with his child to the Mawlvi Sahib, to the Sheikh. He said, "Sheikh, make dua for my child." So the Mawlana, the Sheikh raises his hand and says, "Ya Allah, make the son of so-and-so Muazzin." The person gets upset. He says, "I told you to make dua, not badua. Muazzin. Why didn't you say doctor, lawyer, astrophysicist, engineer?" What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? "La yudawwadu fi qabrihi. La yudawwadu fi qabrihi." He said the body of the doctor, the lawyer, the engineer, the astrophysicist will become the fodder and the food of the insects of the grave. Allah will make the body of a muazzin haram on the insects. "Atwalu an-nasi anaqan yawm al-qiyamati al-muazzinun." He said the people with the longest necks. This is ishara, indication to the highest ranks. The people with the highest ranks on the Day of Judgment will be those who used to call out Adhan. One is our value system. The other is that value system which Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have advocated. Ours has become upside down. On that day there will be an announcement. There will be an announcement. "Ala, wa innakum ja'altum nasaba wa ja'altum nasabi. جَعَلْتُ أَكْرَمَكُمْ أَتْقَاكُمْ وَلَكِنْ أَبَيْتُمْ وَقُلْتُمْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ فُلَانِ ابْنِ فُلَانٍ الْيَوْمَ أَبَوْ نَسَبَكُمْ وَأَرْفَعُ نَسَبِي إِنَّ الْمُتَّقُونَ أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ أَيْنَ الصَّائِمُونَ." That day there will be an announcement that, listen, you people had one basis of respect and we had one basis. Such an effort of batil is taking place that the entire classification of human beings has become primarily on the basis of material wealth. Somebody has a small income, we say lower class person. Middle income, middle class person. Big bank balance, that wearing a Hugo Boss suit, driving on a fancy car. What we say, VIP, upper class person. On the basis of what? On the size of the bank balance? On the basis of the material acquisition of this world, like the poet says, "Yamshi al-faqir wa kullu shay'in dhidduhu. Yamshi al-faqir wa kullu shay'in dhidduhu. Tarahu mubghidan wa laysa bimudhnibin. Yara al-adawata wa la yara asbabaha. حتى أن الكلاب إذا رأت ذا ثروة ذبح خضعت لديه وحركت أذنابها، وإذا رأت يوما فقيرا غابرا نبحت عليه وقشرت أنيابها. Such an effort of batil has been made that that which is not a reality has become a reality. Like last 2 weeks back in South Africa, in Johannesburg, there was Ishtima, one chef, Chef Ismail from Somalia. A deep thing he said in his life. He said, the love and attachment of this dunya has made sihr, has made sihr magic. So that that which is ephemeral, that which is temporary, that which is a passing phase, has become the reality. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, An-nasu niyam. An-nasu niyam. Used to say, people are sleeping. Ila matu intabahu. When they die, they will wake up. If the correct effort is not made, that which is temporary. What did Muhammad Rasulullah s.a.w. say? Mad-dunya fil akhirah. Illa mithlu ma yajalu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yambi fal yandur bima yadja. What is the comparison of dunya with akhirah? What is the comparison? He said, like a person takes his finger, puts it in the ocean, lifts it up. Normally this hadith is translated that the droplet of water is the dunya and the ocean is akhirah. Technically that translation is incorrect, because the droplet of water does not remain on the finger, it falls back into the ocean. The wetness on the finger, that is the dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirah. That which is temporary has become a reality. I remember a few years ago, I was in our local masjid in Yatikaf late one night, or 1 o'clock in the morning. One Pakistani brother came, resident in South Africa, mashallah, big size like me also. He came inside the Yatikaf cubicle. And he's telling me, Mawlana, tell me, how is it that I remember when we were young boys, if we attended one janazah, we'd go to the Qabristan, the graveyard, we'd see that black hole in the ground, visualize the insects and the worms. And as the janazah is being lowered, this would create such an impact upon us. But as young boys, for the next 2-3 weeks, if anybody put the light off at night, we couldn't sleep. We had nightmares, we were afraid. He says, this was when we were young boys. Now he says the situation is such that the janazah is being carried, the qabr is being prepared, and one side the musical cell phone is ringing. The other side someone is asking when my container is going to be delivered. The other side someone is doing some financial and business transaction when the manzar of maut is in front. He said, what has caused this? What has caused us to become desensitized? What has caused us to become such that we have what is not a reality, we have made that a reality? We are living like the chef said. Black magic has been made on us. We can't see the reality anymore. So I said, you tell me. You tell me what you think has brought about the situation. Listen, outwardly this individual, there was no dindari in him. He didn't look, not a scholar or anything like that. But what an ajeeb answer. What an ajeeb answer he gave. He said, Mawlana, I think it is the TV that has done this. I think it is the TV. Cry tears of blood. I respected that. When you go in Jola, you walk into the Muslim home, you invite him into the sitting room, and the first thing is, they what? 10 inch, 12 inch, 20 inch, 40 inch plasma screen, curved screen, so many million pixels. Emblaze an advert of what? An instrument of zina, an instrument of shamelessness, an instrument that is destroying the very essence of haya and shame of the ummah. An instrument that on a daily basis is attacking the very root of iman in our homes. Azan is called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, dinner is taking place. Father, mother and children sitting together. And what is even worse? What is even worse? Family huddled together. Some actor or actress dies on the screen. They start crying. As if their own relative died. And then the next week, the same actor in another movie. Reading from some script. Where is the akal? That which Quran says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قَلْمِهِ وَسَمْعِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ Allah says, why don't you look at those people who have made their passions and their desires their God? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ Despite them having knowledge, Allah has deviated them. A seal has been placed over their minds, over their hearing. Their hearts have been sealed. Now who is going to guide them besides Allah? That ummah which Allah made the imam of humanity, that ummah that was given the Quran, that ummah that was given the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that same ummah chasing behind these things, that ummah that came to guide humanity looking in some other direction. And what is even worse, the perception of the loss is not there. The perception of the loss is not there. This is that ummah that was sent, ukhrijat. Allahu Akbar, what does Allah say? Ukhrijat, taken out. Taken out, ukhrijat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, Bahrul Ulum, Rais al-Mufassirin, he makes tafsir of ukhrijat in nas. What he says, when Allah conceived you in the womb of your mothers, Allah conceived you for the heavenly life. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, what does he say? Man sallahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-umma falyu'addi shart Allahi fiha. Referring to this verse of the Quran where Allah says, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. What does he say? Man sallahu an yakuna min hadhihi al-umma falyu'addi shart Allahi fiha. That person who derives satisfaction and pleasure that Allah has made him from this ummah, let him fulfill. Not the condition that Maulana Ilyas or Maulana Yusuf or Nizamuddin or Raibi or any Jamaat or organization has placed. فَلْيُؤَدِّ شَرْطَ اللَّهِ This is Allah's shirt. Allah's condition. Allah's stipulation. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ You are not an ordinary ummah. You are an ummah of Qatim al-Nabiyyin, la nabiyya ba'di wa la ummah ba'da ummati. That carries a responsibility. Then he gets coming back to this incident. Digressing now. Humorous note. Sometimes people will say the Sheikh is too serious. The same Pakistani brother is telling me, he says, Maulana, we need to lose weight. And he says, you know, I take a burn bag and I put it over my body when I run. And I start perspiring. Then a few minutes later he's telling me, he says, you know what? Let's not lose the weight. So I said, why? What made you change your mind? He says, it's very hard. And he says, you know, other people's janazah when they carry it, but by the next day they'll forget. But our janazah, their shoulders will be paining for 1 month, they won't forget, they'll keep thinking about it. But that which is not a reality has been made a reality. That which is not a reality has been made a reality. Jamaat from Sri Lanka, Masturat Jamaat, 3 years ago they came to South Africa. They were giving Kaam Guzari, not Masjid Talim. Not Masjid Talim, home Talim. Home Talim in Sri Lanka. They were giving Kaam Guzari, they said they're daily making 1.5 hours home Talim. Like we have something like, what do we think? Where do they find the time? For internet, there's time. For the chaitan box, there's time. For frivolous activities, there's time. For everything else, there's time. But for Qala Allah and Qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the effort of Qabr and Akhirah, for the muzakara of Iman, we say there's no time. This is what our elders are saying, Jab. Karne ke kaam nahi karenge, to phir na karne ke kaam karenge. That when the ummah will not do what it was supposed to do, it will do what it was not supposed to do. This is natural. Where is the time of this ummah supposed to be utilized? Little youngster, what is the ishara? When does the effort of iman start? Imam Qasri rahmatullahi alayhi. Tamiri. He says I was a three-year-old child. 3 years. Late one night, my eyes open. And I observed my mother's brother, maternal uncle. He was engaged in tahajjud salah. When he became conscious that I was awake, he turned towards me and he said, repeat after me, Allahu shahidi. Allahu nazirun ilayya. Allahu ma'i. Three-year-old child. From that age, what is happening? The muzakir of iman. The effort of iman. The conditioning of the heart and mind to turn towards Allah. He says, repeat after me, Allahu shahidi. Allahu nazirun ilayya. Allahu ma'i. Allah is my companion. Allah is with me. Allah is looking at me. He says, I used to say this every night, three times, then seven times. He says, a few weeks passed. A few weeks passed and my uncle addressed me and said to me that now when you are seeing this, what is happening? Allahu Akbar, what response he gives? He says, now when I take the name of Allah, I can taste the sweetness in my mouth. Now when I take the name of Allah, I can taste the sweetness in my mouth. كل مولود يولد على الفطرة كل مولود يولد على الفطرة جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah every child naturally intrinsically Allah has created that child from فطرة سليم that naturally the soul the ruh of this human being will call out for Allah. The soul and the ruh of this human being will seek out that solace, that comfort, that sukoon, that ease, that happiness, inner happiness, contentment that Allah has kept in the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Naturally, every human being, kullu mawlud, without exception, yuladu ala al-fitra, like when I am thirsty, no one has to come and tell me to look for water. When I'm hungry, no one has to tell me look for food. Naturally, intrinsically, it is part of the psyche, the makeup of this human being, that he will look for that. In the same way, wallah, Allah has created this natural desire. Just call it a fire. A fire is burning. A fire is burning in the heart of every human being. There is a thirst that needs to be quenched in the heart of every human being, unfortunately. When the correct effort is not made, when the correct environment is not there, when the correct mahal and environment, when this insan is deprived of that, when this ummah fails to fulfill its responsibility, human beings are trying to put out that fire. They are trying to quench that thirst. But in what? In what? In the haram music of this world. In the haram music of this world. In the sharab and intoxicants of this world. In the drugs of this world. In the fast cars. 5-star holidays. Places, dens of haram. Of activities which makes one wonder what is the distinction now between insan and animal. Such is the fire inside that there is a driving, there's a driving force that is driving humanity towards such acts that the mind cannot envisage or even imagine such things. Haya, shame, modesty has become an unknown entity hidden away in some cave. People are trying to put out this inner fire. They are even building bathrooms on aeroplanes, trying to find the heights of luxury, ecstasy. Like the poet says in Urdu, Sobar chaman mehta, Sobar bahar aayi, Dunya ki wahi ronak, Dil ki wahi tanhai. Luxury, comfort, music, haram, women, zina, every direction to find happiness, find contentment, put out this fire. What is happening? The heart is getting blacker and blacker and blacker. The inner content, the inner discontent is increasing. Why? Why? Because, my respected brothers, this call, this fire, this thirst that is raging in the heart of every human being is not coming from the body, it is coming from the ruh and the soul of himself. It's coming from the soul of insan. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're asking you about the ruh. قُلِ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them that the ruh and the soul of insan is from the Amr of Rabbi. This ruh, this soul does not know music. It doesn't know zina. It doesn't know haram. It doesn't know sharab. It doesn't know the dens of vice of this world. This ruh and the soul only knows Allah. He knows the way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is calling out for that. And humanity is trying to appease this inner discontent. Trying to appease it in these haram activities, my respected brothers. I'm sitting in the masjid. And I'm making this claim. If it was possible to find inner peace, if it was possible to find inner contentment in music, and in sharaf, and in these haram activities, then the Quran of my Allah would be lying. And the Quran of my Allah does not lie. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. If it was possible to put out the fire in these haram things, the Quran would be lying, and the Quran does not lie. Allah calls out in the Quran, Allah. What is this Allah? What is Allah? It's like a wake up call. It's like you take a hammer and knock someone on the head. Wake up! Become conscious, realize, accept. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Only in obedience of Allah, only in the recognition of Allah, only in the marifat of Allah, only in making the qibla and direction of this heart Allah, تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, will this heart ever find it in Allah? Will never find it anywhere else. We are looking elsewhere. Humanity is looking elsewhere. It is the zulm and oppression of this ummah that they have not shown humanity the road in life. One youngster, 18-19 years old, they meet a Jamaat in America. They said, you want to accept Islam? There was a doctor in the Jamaat. He recites the kalima in front of the youngster. The youngster says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and catches hold of his chest. The doctor gets worried. The youngster gets a heart attack. What has happened? They ask the youngster, what has happened? The youngster responds, he says, from the time of shu'ur, from the time of perception or understanding, there was a hole and an emptiness here. Today when I said, illallah, the emptiness filled up. I felt the nur entering my heart. Today I felt that that hole has been fulfilled. What hole? That call that Allah intrinsically has placed in the heart of every human being to search for Allah. The recognition of Allah, the marifat of Allah. Youngster Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, Inni u'allimuka kalimat. I want to teach you a few things. What message? Ihfazillah yahfaz. Ihfazillah tajidhu tujahaka. Wa ila sa'alta fas'alillah. Wa ila sa'anta fas'ain billah. Wa alam anna al-ummata law ijtama'u ala an yanfa'uka bi shay'in lam yanfa'uka illa bi shay'in qad katabahu Allah lak. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. Wallahi, it is impossible in such a limited majlis to do justice to explaining this. But the crux of what the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such, this is one of the mu'jizat, the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah had made him jawami'ul kalim, he would speak few words, but the meaning would be voluminous. Mention about one scholar, Muhammad bin Shaybani rahmatullah alayhi. On one occasion he was going from one place to another place pulling a cart full of his books that he had written. So there was a Jew standing on one side of the road. And he saw this. So he asked the people, what is this? So they said, this is Muhammad bin Shaybani, he's a scholar, an Islamic scholar. These are the books that he has written. There and then this Jew recited the Shahada. So people said, what made you accept Islam? He said that if the small Muhammad has knowledge like this, what must be the knowledge of the big Muhammad? Jawami al-Kalim. Few words, the meaning would be voluminous. What did my Nabi say? Ihfazillaha yahfazka. Guard the right of Allah, Allah will protect. Hifazat and protection is in Allah. Where are we looking at? Governments are going to protect. armies are going to protect, weaponry is going to protect, technology is going to protect, alarm systems are going to protect. These are means. La hafiza illallah. La hafiza illallah. La manika illallah. La razika illallah. This sabah. Every Nabi of Allah came with this. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. No one understands. Ghayrullah cannot do. Nothing can benefit or harm you except for the permission of Allah. Advancement, decline in the hands of Allah. Life and death in the hands of Allah. Wealth and poverty in the hands of Allah. Health and sickness in the hands of Allah. Every condition, every situation. Mudabbir, arranger, decreer, originator, fashioner, coordinator of every situation and condition. In the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Ihfadillaha yahfadka. Who protected you in the womb of your mother? Coming back to what we were describing earlier, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينٍ. Allah says, ponder, reflect. Ponder, reflect. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourselves. Why don't you realize the qudrat and the power of Allah? Where is the direction of this heart? Who are you looking toward? What at one time was one cell. Three layers of darkness, stage upon stage upon stage of creation. Imagine somewhere an eye is being formed, somewhere an ear is being formed, somewhere heart is being formed, somewhere liver is being formed, somewhere lungs are being formed, somewhere the circulatory system of the human being is being formed. Such complexity in the creation of Allah, such complexity. The scientists say, what is the margin of error? Before we go into that, how many women at any given time are pregnant? 100? Million? How many she animals? Goat, sheep, lions, monkeys, dogs, rabbits. How many fish? Multitudes. And there are 10,000 different species of spiders, one insect. 10,000 different species. They say there's one spider that makes its web in the water. Half the web underwater, half the web above the water. And the section underwater is waterproof. The section above the water collects the oxygen and conveys it to the section underneath the water. One insect, 10,000 different species, the web the spider forms, where does the intelligence come from? The strongest element known to man is steel. It is said the same width of steel, if you compare it to the web of a spider, the web of the spider of that width is 4,000 times stronger than steel. This tiny insect, where does it get the intelligence? رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. This is what Quran is telling us. Allah is that Rabb who has created everything and given every entity the necessary knowledge for it to carry out its function and task. What is the margin of error in the development of this fetus? It is said, if Allah has to become ghafil, if Allah is to become negligent of the development of this fetus to the extent that you take a second, 1 second, and divide it into 100 million parts to that extent, then the eyes instead of on the face will end up underneath the feet. That extent, there isn't even allowance for that extent of negligence. Such perfection in the creation of Allah. Hal tara min futur? Hal tara min futur thumma rja'il basar? Quran challenges you. Can you find a defect in the creation of Allah? Such complexity. I am speaking to you. I am speaking to you. My thought processes you cannot see. My thought processes have been, in fact, converted into electrical impulses that are traveling at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour to my tongue. Then my tongue is moving, that also you can't see. My tongue is uttering something. If it were not for the wind of Allah, I can talk from now till Qiyamah, you will not hear a single thing. Whatever I am saying is being carried on the shoulders of Allah's wind. In each of your ears, there are 100,000 receptors for sound. At the back of the ear are 3 bones. We call them the hammer, stirrup and anvil. When a child is born, these 3 bones are there in the ear of the child. Hammer, stirrup and anvil. They are set at a certain angle and they are of a certain size. As the child grows, the head grows, the hands grow, the feet grows, the lungs grow, the liver grows, everything grows. These 3 bones don't grow. They remain exactly the same size at exactly the same angle. Why? Because they need to be like that to carry out their function and task. What is their task? They amplify the sound waves that are striking your ear. At the back of the ear is what we call the inner ear, the cochlea. Inside that is an object that looks like a harp. It has 6,000 strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound, so that the human being can hear a variation of 6,000 different frequencies of sound. The ear, the sound waves hit, they are amplified. 18,000 nerve cells carry that impulse at the speed of 124 kilometers per hour to your brain, and your brain is able to interpret what I'm saying to you. What price tag are you going to put on the ni'mat of Allah? What price tag are you going to put on the fame of Allah? Somebody pays you a wage, they tell you to jump, you say, how high? Somebody pays you a wage, a paltry sum, $1,000 or $2,000, you come late, he gets upset with you. You are tardy. Why don't you be punctual? Inside you are upset. Outward you smile at him. Why? Because he paid me a wage. Take the wealth of this world, millions of dollars, and go into the marketplace. Go into the marketplace. There's one deaf person. Go into the marketplace. Throw the wealth of this world to the laboratories and the scientists of this world. Tell them to manufacture the ability to hear from you. One ni'mat of Allah. One ni'mat of Allah, one bounty of Allah. What price tag are you going to put on it? Allah's muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 5 times a day. 5 times a day Allah's muazzin is calling out. What is Allahu Akbar? Allahu Akbar. Shopkeeper, don't be deceived. Those dollars and pounds in front of you, Allah is greater than. College student, don't be deceived by your degree. Your degree will not give you success. Go and see. Go and see. We were hearing as we grew up, degrees are everything, degrees are everything, degrees are everything. Certain places in the world, the people with the degrees are lining up outside the bankrupt queues. The degrees are not worth toilet paper. Nothing wrong with acquiring the degree, but what is the conviction? What is the conviction? Your risk is coming from that. Your sustenance is coming from that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah's caller is calling out. College student, Allah is greater than your degree. What the youngster says today, I didn't want to take my shoes and socks off, so I made my namaz qada. I made my salat qada. The doctor says, I was busy with my patients. The housewife says, I was busy with my some domestic chore. Trivial excuses. Trivial excuses. Allah's caller. This call falls on deaf ears. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Where is the consciousness of Allah? Where is the consciousness of Allah? Like what the other day I met one person. He says, I will not pray salah and so what? I will not pray salah and so what? Who is he challenging? Who is he challenging? The next breath of air, you got a guarantee? The sun is going to rise tomorrow morning, you got a guarantee? This heart of yours is beating? The heart of yours is beating? Have you pondered? Tiny muscle, size of a fist. What is it doing? What is it doing? Pumping. Pumping blood. Your blood through your circulatory system. What is the size of the circulatory system? More than 3 times the circumference of the earth. More than 90,000 kilometers long is the circulatory system of each human being. That heart is pumping blood. That blood makes a journey through the circulatory system. 90,000 kilometers long, 3 to 5,000 times every day. Where's the blockage? Why is there no blockage? Why is there no blockage? Who's clearing it up? Who has set up your lymphatic system? Ponder the fact Allah says, وَفِيَ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Look within yourself. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you look at the kidney of insan, you see the kidney is the size of a walnut. I don't know if you get walnuts in Canada. They can call it a little bit bigger than the almond. That kidney has got 100,000 holes. Sorry, 1 million holes. 1 million holes in the kidney. And then further, what it is wrapped up There's a rope that is wrapped up around the blood vessels, 72 kilometers long. And imagine an object the size of a walnut that has a million holes and a rope around it 72 kilometers long. Which urologist really knows what's going on? Person's urine gets stuck. Allah save us from such an illness. The excruciating pain a person goes through, we can't even imagine. Muhammad bin Simak, rahmatullah alayh, one occasion he was sitting with Harun Rashid. Harun Rashid was a Bani Banu Umayyah Khalifa, one of the great Khulafa, ruling three continents. So he says to Harun Rashid, "Izni, give me nasiha, advise me." So Harun Rashid says to him that he knew. Muhammad Rashid says to Muhammad bin Sima, "Give me nasiha, advise me." So Muhammad bin Sima knew that Harun Rashid used to like to go hunting. Those days, the rulers used to like to go hunting with their entourage. So he said, "You went hunting and you got separated from your entourage. There was nobody, no servants with you. You had no means, no provisions, your food ran out, you became thirsty, you became hungry, you were on the brink of starvation. Someone came and presented one bowl of water to you. What will you pay for that bowl of water?" He said, "Atihi nisfa mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom." He says, "Okay, you drank the water," and then he got stuck. Refused to come out. You were going through excruciating pain, your body was writhing in agony. Someone came and said that I will be able to relieve you and cause you to urinate. What will you pay him? He said, "Atihi nisfa mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom." Muhammad bin Simak smiled at him and said, "Oh Harun, inna mulkan qeemat nisfihi ash-shurba wa qeemat nisfihi al-bawla la khaliqun alla yatanafas fi." That kingdom, three continents, the value of which is half of which is equal to a bowl of water and half of which is equal to a bowl of urine. How is it that you disobey Allah in searching for such a kingdom? How is it that you destroy your akhirah chasing after such a kingdom? No urologist in reality really knows what is going on. Obviously, the doctor is not going to tell you. He's not going to tell you because if he tells you, how is he going to justify the bill that he's signed? There was one elderly person, 70 years of age, he went to the doctor in India somewhere. He couldn't relieve himself, so the doctor put a catheter or whatever he was able to relieve himself. When the doctor presented the bill, 70 rupees, some paltry amount. The old man looked at the bill and he started crying. So the doctor felt sorry for him. Said, "Maybe he can't afford." So he said, "Oh, this one is on the house, I won't charge you." So he said, "Doctor, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay you." He says, "Why are you crying?" He says, "There was one being that for 70 years of my life did the same work for me and never charged me once. Today when you presented your bill, I realized the favor and the ihsan of Allah upon us." This is just one function. Go to the hospitals. The other day I met one doctor in Tamleed. He said, "Ajeeb thing." He said, "Maulana, we have the best profession. We have the best profession." I said, "Why?" He says, "Allah gives the shifa and we charge the bill. Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounties, Allah's mu'azzin is calling out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this month of Rajab. It's synonymous with what?" I was mentioning yesterday, a few years ago in the Middle East, one of these very wealthy, prominent families, they had a party. That one Arab youngster had been chosen, because of his wealth, had been chosen to become an astronaut. So what was the subject matter of the party? That the first Arab to go into space. So there was one sheikh there, he said, "Why, he's not the first Arab." So they said, "What are you talking about? Who was the first Arab in space? Was the space suit? Was the space suit? No. Vacuum pack? No. The first Arab in space, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this man. According to the mashur qawl of muarrikheen, subhanalladhi أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى. Allah says, in the space of a few moments, from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, through the seven heavens, through the seven heavens, right up to the Sidratul Muntaha, the final point. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the Sidratul Muntaha. He said its beauty is such no words can describe it. Jibreel at that point says that, Ya Rasulullah, I cannot venture further. Why? Because if I take one step, I will be burnt to ashes. There is permission only for you to go beyond this point. The greatest creation of Allah, Qadi Ayaz rahimahullah mentions in the riwayat in his Shifa, Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu anhu is the narrator. The Rasulullah says, I went beyond the Sidratul Muntaha, Faraqani Jibreel, Faraqani Jibreel, when Qata'atil Aswar, Jibreel left me. I was completely alone, there was total, complete silence. He had reached that point, no creation of Allah had ever been. فَسَمِعْتُ كَلَامَ رَبِّي All of a sudden I heard the voice of my Allah. Allah addressed me, لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ لِيَهْدَ رَوْعُكْ Do not be afraid, يَا حَبِيبِي أُدْنُ Oh my beloved, venture even further. In such maqam, such status, such qurb with Allah. And what was he given? We speak about the Mi'raj. We speak about the Mi'raj. What was the message of Mi'raj? What was the sabak of Mi'raj? What was the gift of Mi'raj? What was he given? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah puts it beautifully. He says, لِلْعَبْدِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ مَوْقِفًا مَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فِي صَلَاتِهِ وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ He said, every slave of Allah, there are two occasions. Two occasions when he would present himself in Allah's court. Two occasions. The first occasion, when Allah's Muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What is that call? Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha would say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sitting with us in the home. What was his temperament? What was his conduct in his home? Hind bin Abi Hala, when the question was put that describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the answer? Daim al-fikri wal-ahzan, laysat lahu raha. Daim al-fikri wal-ahzan, laysat lahu raha. Always in fikr, always in worry. Always concerned, full of sorrow and grief, no peace. Dard, pain, cry, worry for the ummah. Same question. Exactly same question. Put to Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha. Describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is her response? Kana dhahakan basam. Kana dhahakan basam. And first thing she said, always smiling. Always jovial, always happy. Now imagine the same question. One side, Hind bin Abi Hala, daim al-fikri wal-ahzan, laysat lahu raha. Other side, Aisha wa mala radiallahu anha, kana dhahakan basaman. Alamati, what was the difference? What was the difference? Hind bin Abi Hala described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid. Aisha described Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the home. What was the conduct of my Nabi in the home? Today the homes of the Ummah are on fire. There is no peace. There is no chain. Every direction complains, complains, complains. They say the only time a woman has anything good to say about her husband is before they get married and after he dies. In between, where is the akhlaq of Nubuwwah? Where is the akmalul mu'minina imanan? Akmalul mu'minina imanan ahsanhum khuluqa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the most kamil, the most perfect, the height of iman. The pinnacle of iman is what? Tahajjud every day? Fast every day, fast 365 days a year? Long, long salah? No! Nothing wrong with that, it's part of iman. But what did he say was the criterion of iman? What is the pinnacle of iman? What is kamali iman? Ahsanuhum khuluqa. He said the person with the best akhlaq and character. And where is the crunch test of akhlaq? Where is the consciousness of character? Where is it tested? The conduct in one's home. In public to show the whole world, like a person stands in his shop, that scantily clad young girl walks in, there he is the height of affection, the height of attention, smiling broadly, staring, cordially speaking. And the same person, when he walks into his house, he doesn't even make salam. Doesn't even make salam. No smile on the face. No tolerance, no affection, no patience, no appreciation. In public he's a hero. In his house he's zero. When he says, I am the boss. I am the boss. Like one person said, I am the boss in my house and I have my wife's permission to say so. Where is the akhlaq of Islam? I remember a few years ago, our Jamaat was in one town called Juza in Jordan. So the brothers were telling us, they said there was one person, he had such a boiling hot temperament that if he's sitting with you, he starts smiling. Jordan generally is very cold climate, like Canada. But if he's just sitting on a normal day, he starts smiling. Such a boiling hot temperament he had, that one occasion he took a knife and he chased his own father. They say his wife was petrified of him. When he would enter the house, she would already start shivering. She didn't know how he'd react. The Jamaat got a hold of him, and he went for 3 days in the path of Allah. How long? 3 days. But he spent the 3 days correctly. After the 3 days, he knocked on the door. The wife opened the door. He made salam for the first time. He made salam for the first time. The woman almost fainted. She got such a shock. Thereafter, he entered the house. She presented the food. For the first time, he praised her. He thanked her. He appreciated what she prepared. There was one chef, Abdul Hay Lakhnawi, rahmatullah alayhi. Once he went to one of his students' house. Meals were prepared. He ate the meals. Thereafter, he requested the student that put a screen or a curtain. I want to thank your wife. The food was very tasty. So he sat behind the screen and he said, "Sister, mashallah, the food we had today, we really appreciated it, the effort that you put into it. It was very, very tasty." This woman started crying. So he got worried. He said, "Please forgive me, have I offended you in any way?" So she said, "No, I'm married to this man for 20 years. He has never once praised or thanked me for the food that I prepared. You are a total stranger. You came in the house today. She said, "I couldn't contain my emotions." So there was another student that was also there. So he said, "Let me practice upon this." So next day he went home. Wife prepared the lunch. He had the lunch. He said, "Mashallah, very tasty. You've never made food like this before." She started crying. So he got worried. He said, "What's your problem?" She said, "12 years we are married. You don't ever praise the food. Today the neighbor sent the food and you are praising it." So they say sometimes you have to find out also. But nevertheless, this brother, 3 days in the path of Allah, he thanked, appreciated with his wife. He went to his father and he kissed the feet of his father, asking him for forgiveness. This woman went and told all the women in the locality, "Send your husbands out to the father." Why? Because what is tabligh? Tabligh is not bayan. Sahaba-e-kiram would move. They were not long speeches. What they would say, "Kunu mitlana." They became the living embodiment of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they brought this in their lives, today we are talking about the media. We are talking about the negative advert of Islam. We are talking about the taunts and the slurs that are being pointed towards the Muslims. I respect the brothers, the easiest way out is to blame the media. Easiest way out is to blame others. What is our conduct? What is our compassion? What is our akhlaq? What is our character? What is our financial and social interaction? How much have we not contributed to the negative image of Islam? What did Islam teach us? What level of persecution and hardship was not meted out against Rasulullah? What efforts were not made against him yet? What was his akhlaq? What was his character? What was his action? What was the example that Rasulullah left behind? Unfortunately, that concern, that consideration is not there in the Ummah. Wallah, my respected brothers, one great chef of ours passed away recently, Allah put his qabr with no, he was over 90 years of age, Hafiz Patel Sahib from England. I remember a few years ago in the Haram of Medina, just before Hajj, he caught all of my hand and he said, Morana, go to the Muslims of the world and tell them, on a hot day, someone is eating ice cream. Someone is eating ice cream, you look at him, you start salivating. Water comes in your mouth, he's eating ice cream, not you. Then you just look at him, water comes in your mouth, you start salivating. He said, go and tell the Muslims of the world that if they will bring alive the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the disbelievers of the world, just looking at them, water will come into their mouths to come to Islam. That was his akhlaq and character. Where Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, my Nabi, you are upon a perfect character, upon a great character. إن المؤمن ليدرك بحسن خلقه درجة الصائم القائم. What does this hadith mean? On the one hand, a person every day of his life he fasts. Every night his back does not touch the bed. In tahajjud the entire night. What does my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said that a person of akhlaq and character would be given a greater height and status than this person. That is emphasis. Why? Because the 80% of the world population does not see your salah. They don't benefit from your zakat. They're not even allowed in Makkah and Medina. They don't see your hajj. Your fasting, they're not exposed to that. The population of this world, what is their contact with the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is their contact with the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is the conduct and the morals and akhlaq and character of this Muslim. His tolerance, his appreciation. And where does akhlaq start? In the house. That is why this response of Aisha radiallahu anha, kana dhahaka basam. Kana dhahaka and basaman. She said, my Nabi was jovial, he was kind, he was appreciative. You would observe him in the house, he would prepare the dough. He would sew his own clothes. He would mend his own clothes, he would mend his own shoe. Where is this truth? But we say, it's below my dignity. It's below my dignity, I'm the boss, I must call the shots. That is not akhlaq. That is not the example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left behind. Coming back to what we were mentioning, Allah, Aisha radiallahu anha says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be jovial, he would be smiling. Azan would be called loud. And then what happened? She says his entire demeanor and manner would change, as if he could not even recognize us. As if he could not even recognize us. Ya Bilal, aqim fa'arihna bi. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. O Bilal, call out the iqamat and give us rahat. Give us peace. Allah has given this ummah such a salah. Such a salah. That Daniel alayhi salam used to say, Inna Allah ta'ala a'ata ummat Muhammad. Allah has given the ummah of Muhammad such a salah. Law sallaha qawmu nuhin ma huliku. Walau sallaha qawmu aad or qawmu thamud. ما أرسلت عليهم الريح العقيم وما أخذتهم الصيحة. This ummah was given such a salah that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam was given the salah, they would not have drowned. If Qawmi Aad and Qawmi Thamud was given the salah that was given to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then that azab which befell those nations would not have befallen. Such a salah this ummah was given. Ibn Qayyim says, There are two occasions when the slave of Allah would present himself in the court of Allah. The first occasion is 5 times every day of the Musalla. When Allah's caller calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Today 95% of the believing ummah is away from the Masjid. The believing ummah is away from the Masjid. And those that are in the Masjid, what type of salah? فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَالَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. How the Quran puts it beautifully, he says, when you say Allahu Akbar, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا قَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ. You are covered with the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. Every boundary, every obstacle, every distance between you and Allah is removed. We talk about Mi'raj al-Nabi. Allah took His beloved on Mi'raj and gave Him the Salah that became a means for every ummati to present himself in Allah's court. وَكَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. What is the example of the Musalli? The poet says, the example of the Musalli is that like that person who is knocking where? Knocking where? The door of the bank manager? Knocking at the door of his friend? Knocking at the door of that person who is more needy than he is? No! Example is like that person who is knocking at the door of Allah's arsh. كَانَ كَعَبَدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ وَصَارَ لِرَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيَّا. When he starts his salah, he's in direct munajat, in communion with Allah. فَيَعْتُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَى. Mubarak, glad tidings, congratulations to him. If only he would have khushu' in that salah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون ومن أسحارهم يستغفرون تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون قوموا لله قانتين. حسن بصري رحمه الله يقول إذا قمت إلى الصلاة فقم قانتا وقم كما أمرك الله وإياك والسهو والالتفات وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. إِيَّاكَ أَنْ تَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ أَنْ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَى غَيْرِهِ. تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةَ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهٍ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ. Jesus says, when you say, when you stand in salah, then stand obediently in Allah's court. Stand as Allah has ordered you. Beware, be careful. Allah is looking at you. You are looking elsewhere. Allah is looking at you. You are looking elsewhere. You are asking Allah for what? تَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ. You are asking Allah for Jannah. You are asking Allah for protection from Jahannam. وَقَلْبُكَ السَّاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِ. And your heart is elsewhere. Your heart doesn't even know what your tongue is saying. What are you asking for? Jannat and Jahannam and your heart is not even there? يُوشِكُ أَن تَدْخُلَ الْمَسْجِدَ الْجَامِعَ فَلَا يَرَاهُ رَجُلًا خَاشِعًا. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come, you will enter a Jamia Masjid and there will not be a single person with khushu in this. يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, but what they will be making will not be salah. When this call is made by going the path of Allah, make effort on iman, make effort on salah, make effort to bring Allah's ta'alluq in your life, what we say? Why are you knocking on my door, knocking on someone else's? Why are you knocking on my door, knocking on someone else's? I don't need this. I am above this, I am past this. Ask ourselves the question, my respected brothers, have I even made one sajda? Leave your rakat salah. Have I even made one sajda that is worthy of being presented in Allah's court? Dunya, things of this world, excellence, advancement, we want to achieve. But the salah I was making 10 years ago, and the salah I'm making today is exactly the same, and not one iota of concern over. العبد بين يدي الله موقفان موقف بين يديه في صلاته وموقف بين يديه يوم لقاء ربه. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah used to say, there will be two occasions when you have to present yourself in Allah's court. One is 5 times a day on the musalla. The other is that day when you will have to stand in Allah's court in front of Allah. فمن قام بحق الموقف الأول هون عليه الموقف الآخر. If you will fulfill the right of the first standing, if you will fulfill the haq of the first standing, Allah will make the second standing easy. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ شُدِّدَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِكَ الْمَوْقِفِ. Allahumma khudna min. You should say that if you will make a mockery out of the second, out of the first standing, if you will make a mockery out of this, and you will not fulfill the haq of it, then the second standing will be made difficult. Such an effort we have to make, my respected brothers. Such an effort And when we say Allahu Akbar, it is only us and Allah. It is only us and Allah. It is only us and Allah. Such ecstasy Allah has kept in Salah. Ibrahim al-Adham rahimahullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim. Ahlul layli fi laylihim. Aladhu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwi. He said the people of Salah, the people of Tahajjud Salah, the people of the night, the people of the Musalla, Allah has given them such ecstasy. Outwardly, looking at the person, he's crying. He's sobbing, tears are falling down his cheeks. He looks like he's suffering. But what is the reality? When he will get up in the dead of night and cry before Allah and the Musalla, Wallah, by the qasam of my Allah, as those hot hot tears are falling down his cheeks, Allah will give him that satisfaction, that ecstasy, that lazzat, that enjoyment in his heart that nothing in this world can ever compare. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say there is a jannat in this world. When you enter this jannat, Allah will give you the jannat of akhirah. What is that jannat, that lazzat and that ecstasy that Allah has kept in his ibadah, that Allah has kept in his servants? Abu Rayhana radiallahu ta'ala who returns to the path of Allah, long time he was climbing. Wife was anticipating the return of her husband. Naturally, they say separation makes the heart grow fonder. Waiting, finally he comes home, she beautified herself. What does he say to her? Let me make two rakat salah. Let me make two rakat salah, Allahu Akbar. She also makes two rakat salah, she's sitting next to him. He starts his two rakat salah, and the next thing is the azan for Fajr. Quickly he's making salam, about to leave. She calls out, Ya Aba Rayhana. Ya Aba Rayhana, Ghazaw, Wa Rajat, Wa Taif, Amalana Minka Nasir. Oh Aba Rayhana, you went out in the path of Allah, you strove for such a long time. Now you have returned. I am your wife, don't I also have a right? Don't I also have a share? Like today we are asking this question. This question is asked. Business is in riba. Sharab is being sold in the shop. Every command of Allah is being broken. In the home there is no chain and peace. And when the tashkeel is made by going the path of Allah, go to the hospital. Go for some treatment. Go for some treatment. Put the brakes. Qabr is coming. Akhirat is coming. The clock of life is ticking. And what we say? What we say? The business has a right. The wife has a right. The children have a right. Everything else has a right. Then we are worried about rights. Where it comes? Where comes this striving? Where comes this leaving your home? Obviously, it doesn't come in Newsweek magazine. Doesn't come in the daily news. Where it comes, we are not looking. We are not... Look at, when was this question asked? Amalana minka naseeb, don't I have a share? The whole night in Salah. He says, yes, you have a share. Yes, you have a share, but I was not aware of you. I was not aware of you. What does she say? She says, I was sitting right next to you. How could you not be aware of me? Allahu Akbar, what does he say? لَمْ يَزَلْ يَهْوِي قَلْبِي فِي مَا وَصَفَ اللَّهِ جَنَّتَهُ مِنْ أَنْهَارِهَا وَنَعِيمِهَا وَقُسُورِهَا. He said, when I said Allahu Akbar, Allah transported me to Jannah. My heart was roaming around in Jannah, mesmerized by the rivers, by the streams, by the palaces, by the enticements of Jannah. Allah's qasam, I was not aware. Sati salah, when the qurbani was given, when the sacrifice was given, when the ummah understood its mantra. Such an effort Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. That compassion, that concern, that worry for humanity. Is mentioned in the books of tariq. Abu Jahl, Allahu Akbar. Abu Jahl, who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said is the Fir'aun of my ummah. Yet he goes to Abu Jahl so many times. Then on occasion Abu Jahl says to him that, oh Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stop coming to me. I will give witness in your Allah's court that you can bring the message. Where is the darz and compassion for humanity today? Where is this concern? Where is even the realization in the ummah that this is our responsibility? One person, I forget his name, is taken captive, brought into Masjid An-Nabawi. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts giving him da'wah, and then da'wah, and then da'wah. Finally, Umar radiallahu anhu gets upset. And he says, Dani, Azrib Unukahu, Wayathabila Ummi Ilhaviya. He says, Ya Rasulallah, give me permission, let me take his head off. Let him go to Haviya. What is Haviya? Wama Adraka Mahiya Narun Haviya. In other words, let him go to Jahannam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not listen to Umar, he continues giving da'wah, and then da'wah, and then da'wah. Finally, this person says, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashadu annaka Rasulullah. He turns to Umar, Lo ata'atu fika al-an la dakhal al-nar. Umar, if I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever. If I had listened to you, he would have went to Jahannam forever. Where is this concern today, Umar? Hakam bin Qaisan, this is the leader of the Yamama side, this is his locker. Wakshi, who doesn't know the incident of Wakshi? What was the bond of affection? What was the bond of affection between Rasulullah and Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib? They were uncle and nephew, but born on the same similar time period. Abdul Muttalib takes a new wife on the same day. He gets Abdullah married to Amina. 1 year later, Rasulullah is born. 1 year later, Hamza is born. Uncle and nephew, but similar age. So Suwayba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab, breastfed Rasulullah, she breastfed Hamza. So they were foster brothers also. They grew up together. In Uhud, where is my uncle Hamza? Finally, when he comes upon the remains, one is shaheed, not just shaheed, desecrated. Ears cut off, nose cut off, chest ripped open, heart and liver taken out. Hassan bin Thabit eulogizes that occasion. He says, Bakat aini wa hukka laha bukaha wa ma yughni al buka wal al awilu ala asad al ilahi ghadata qalu wa hamzat zaakum al rajul al qatilu usiba al muslimun bihi jami'a هناك وقد أصيب به الرسول عليه سلام ربي عليه سلام ربي في جنان يخالطها نعيم لا يزول. He says, the tears are falling and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, lies in the battlefield. This has hurt the believers, it has hurt the Nabi also. Hamza, may the salams of may Allah be upon you, for now you will be in a jannat where you will know ni'mat and bounties and no more difficulties. Sahaba say they never heard him crying volubly with sound. This was the first occasion that he cried volubly. Jibreel is sent to pacify him. That, Oh my Nabi, we have risen on our arsh. Hamza to Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No individual janazah was performed 70 times. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed the janazah of Hamza radiallahu 70 times. That level of dard, that level of pain, that level of hurt. And just a few years passed, 6 or 8 years. Wahshi knew that he was a targeted person. So what does he do? He covers his face, he comes into Masjid An-Nabawi. Comes right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, removes the veil from in front of his face, Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu annaka Rasulullah. When he removes the covering, Sahaba recognized him. Nabi Sallallahu didn't know what Wahshi looked like. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Wahshi, and the swords were out. But Nabi of Allah is Wahshi. Give us permission. Swords are out. What does Nabi Sallallahu say? Da'u. Ka Islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfika. Leave him alone. One person's hidayat is more beloved than 1,000 enemies. Awahshi yun anta, are you Wahshi? He says, yes, naam, okor, come close. And then what? 8 years have passed, and still the wound is festering. Akhbirni kayfa qatalta am. Akhbirni kayfa qatalta am. Tell me, how did you kill my husband? Hamza was a lion, Wahshi was small for compared to Hamza. Great detail Wahshi describes. Mutim bin Adi, in revenge for Badr, said, bring, kill either Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Ali bin Abi Talib, or Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, one of the three. He says, Hamza was too afraid, you would have had guards, my target was Ali. But I noticed Hamza fighting ferociously, but he was looking left, he was not looking left and right, I realized he could be my target. confusion occurred in Uhud. Sahaba thought, and Nauzu Billah, Rabbi Sassan has made shaheed. In that confusion, Wahshi got the opportunity. Through the dagger, it pierced the chest of Hamza, came out the other side. With the blood spurting from the body of Hamza radiallahu anhu, he turned towards Wahshi. Wahshi says, even in that condition, I was so afraid, I started running. Then as I started running, I heard, Aba Amara, Aba Amara, Aba Amara. Hamza is shaheed, Hamza is shaheed, Hamza is shaheed. Like rain droplets, like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hear this incident again. And then he says to Wahshi, Wahshi, Allah has guided you to Islam, beautify your Islam, but I have one request. What is the request? He said, Ghayyib anni wajha. Ghayyib anni wajha. Avoid coming in front of me. Because every time I look at you, I will be reminded of my uncle. Understand the ramifications of this. Appreciate the veracity of this. He could not bear to see his face. But he made him radiallahu. He made him a jannati. He had fitter for his jannat also. He couldn't bear to see his face. Abbas bin Aswad attacked the daughter of Rasulullah Zainab. Imagine, pregnant woman, solitary on her own, she posed no threat to anyone. As she is leaving Makkah, Habar, the cousin of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, attacks, takes his dagger, pierces into her stomach. She loses her child, falls off the camel, blood spurting from her body. 6 years, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees his daughter suffering. As a result of the wound that Habar had inflicted on her, so finally she succumbs to the same wound. On the occasion of Fateh Makkah, the same Habar bin Aswad. The same Habar bin Aswad comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does the Nabi Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? He was a father. On the one side was the jazba of his own daughter's loss. On the other side was the concern for the akhirat of humanity. On the other side was the legacy of rahmat and mercy for humanity. Qad afawtu anka. He says to Habar, Qad afawtu anka, I have forgiven you. I have forgiven you. Not only have I forgiven you, but Islamu yajubu ma kana qablahu. Allah has forgiven you. Your past is wiped away. Wa nahan nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sabbihi wa ta'arudhi lahu. He prohibited the sahaba from even reminding Abbas or taunting him about what he has done. Where is this compassion for humanity today? Where is even the realization in this ummah? Where is even the realization in the Ummah today that what is the legacy of Khatm al-Nubuwwah of Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was that birth? What was that worry? What was that concern that he stood in front of Sahaba Ikram on the plains of Mina and Arafat and he said, La Nabi ya Rabi, wa la ummata ba'da ummati, fal yuballighi shahidu minkum al-ghaib. No other Nabi is to come. No other Ummah is to come. Who was his concern for? Who was his concern for? Not that majma in front of him. Not that majma in front of him. With regards to that majma and gathering in front of him, we have received that basharat and that glad tidings that no other Nabi had ever received. Where Allah says in the Quran, Kullan, Kullan, wa'ada Allahu al-husna. Kullan, what does this Kullan mean? O my Nabi, Kullan, Sahaba of Makkah, Kullan, Sahaba of Hijrat, Kullan, Sahaba of Medina. Kullan sahaba Badr, Kullan sahaba Hudaybiyah, Kullan sahaba Hunayn, Kullan sahaba Fateh Makkah, Kullan every sahabi, wa'ada Allahu al-husna, Allah promises them Jannah. Their Jannah was guaranteed. Who was he worried about? Who was he crying for? Who was he concerned for? That humanity that was to come till Qiyamah after Sahaba. This responsibility of tabligh, this pain, this concern, this worry of humanity, this legacy of rahmat and mercy, Allah's Rasul handed it over to Sahaba so that it could be transmitted to the rest of the ummah, so that same majma, that same group that was in front of him, they conveyed to the ummah the value of Makkah. The same Sahaba told the ummah They heard from Rasulullah SAW and they fulfilled this amanat. They told the Ummah that if you will make one salah in the Haram of Makkah, it is better than 100,000 salah in your local masjid. They heard and they conveyed to the Ummah, one salah in Medina Sharif is better than 1,000 salah in your local masjid. They conveyed this, yet their graves are not in Makkah and not in Medina. More than 90% of that majma that stood in front of him on the plains of Mina and Arafat, their kubur are scattered throughout the entire world. If those kubur are a shahid, living testimony to the Ummah till Qiyamah, then what was the legacy of responsibility that was handed over to this Ummah? This is not an Ummah that will make ticket for itself. This is not an Ummah that will worry only for its own akhirat, for the akhirat of its own family. This is that Ummah, ukhrijat linnas. Ukhrijat linnas. Allah says you were taken out, you were selected, you were chosen for the entire humanity. So understand this responsibility. This is not the be all and end all, this is just the alif ba ta ta. This is the starting point that we are told by give 4 months in the path of Allah. Come out, come into that environment. I remember in 93, our Jamaat was in Raiving Markaz. They gave Khan Guzari that year, from Raiving Markaz, 28,000 Jamaat went into the path of Allah. Now go into that environment and see the qurbani and sacrifice that is being given for deen, then you will understand why to some extent still, this little bit light of hidayat is still moving. And if the sunnah will move, how many people Allah will guide? How many people Allah will open the way to Jannah? How many people Allah will use us? Allah will protect our iman, accept our family, and use us for the hidayat of others. So for this, my respected brothers, we have run out of time, very, very quickly, stand up and give our name. Who is ready, inshallah, 4 months in the Baha'i Allah.
How many seconds? Please stand up and give who's ready for 4 months, inshallah. All those brothers who are ready for 4 months, inshallah. Cash, inshallah. This month, next month, the month after, inshallah. Ramadan is coming, summer is coming. So all those brothers who are ready for 4 months, inshallah, please give your names. We can get some more Tashir brothers, inshallah. Zain Harun, trying to give us a stand up. Tashir brothers, stand up. And please space yourselves up, inshallah. Could you? So who's ready 4 months, inshallah? Only 4 months at the moment. 40 days will accept after, inshallah. We have time for salat. We can delay it a bit more, inshallah. It's a very special gathering. It's a very important gathering. We want the shiur to be done also. So please, bear patience, inshallah. And we will have time for wudu also. Then stay in